This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A regular contributor is meteorologist Jim Witt from theweatherwiz.com. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Mike. Last week, of course, you remember we talked about clouds and the weather they produced. Well, this week I'm going to discuss moisture in general in the atmosphere, how moisture gets into the atmosphere, what causes it to come back out of the atmosphere. Of course, you know, water vapor in the air is probably the single most important factor in weather. Development of all clouds and precipitation depend on moisture. Will it rain? Will it snow? When? How much? Will the roads become slippery? Well, these are common questions on the minds of everybody. So, let's go. Moisture gets into the atmosphere through the process of evaporation from bodies of water and from transpiration from vegetation. Transpiration is a process whereby moisture is evaporated from the underside of plant leaves into the surrounding air. All right, evaporation from the oceans, though, still the major source of moisture in our atmosphere. Evaporation, by the way, is the process whereby liquid water is converted into water vapor. Evaporation is often referred to as a cooling process. This will be important later. Since all moisture sources are located at the Earth's surface, it follows that the atmosphere's moisture is concentrated in the lower troposphere, which is the atmospheric layer closest to the Earth's surface. Water vapor in the troposphere can be transported great distances, though, by wind before it eventually is allowed to drop out as liquid or solid precipitation. And then there's another process called condensation. Condensation is when the water vapor in the air changes back to liquid water. All right? The term that we have to learn in order to be able to talk about condensation is capacity. The capacity of air is the amount of water vapor that it is capable of holding, and this depends entirely on the temperature of the air. In other words, the warmer the air, the greater the capacity. The warmer the air, the more it can hold. Absolute humidity is another term. The amount of water vapor that is actually present in the air at any one time. That's the absolute humidity. When the absolute humidity is equal to the capacity, in other words, when it's holding all it can hold, we say the air is saturated. Now, if the air temperature at 50 is capable of holding, we'll say, 4 grains of water vapor per cubic foot, could be any amount. If the amount of water vapor present at this time is 4 grains per cubic foot, the air is holding all it is capable of holding, and therefore it is saturated. Now, that brings up another term, relative humidity, which everybody hears, and that's the amount of water vapor in the air as compared to what it can possibly hold. For example, if a temperature of the air is 60 degrees and it can hold 6 grains of water vapor per cubic foot at that temperature, and the absolute humidity is 3 grains of water vapor per cubic foot, in other words, it can hold 6, it is only holding 3, then the relative humidity would be 50% because it's holding only one-half the amount it is capable of holding. Now, the temperature at which the air becomes saturated, 100% humidity, is called the dew point. If the air temperature cools to the dew point, any further cooling of the air will release all the water vapor in excess of the capacity. A high dew point indicates a lot of water vapor in the air, while a low dew point says the air is quite dry. Now, when the dew point approaches the air temperature, the relative humidity is very high, and when the dew point temperature and the air temperature read the same, the relative humidity is 100%. Now, here's a forecasting hint that you can live with. The minimum temperature at night when you're making a forecast rarely goes below the dew point temperature observed at sunset. So in the evening, look at the dew point temperature. The nighttime temperature will not go below that. And if it does, maybe some fog will form. That we'll discuss next week.
I'd love to hear your comments. Send me an email at Mike AW, like America Weekend, Mike AW at MikeBennettRadio.com. That's Mike AW at MikeBennettRadio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at MikeBennett11. And with the WeatherWiz.com's Jim Witt, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Negotiating for a pay raise can be stressful, but you'll feel better once you know this secret.
Your boss probably dislikes negotiating as much as you do. So says Katie Slater, writing for Brazen Life.
The reasons vary. They may think they're bad negotiators, so they avoid it.
Or they may be afraid they'll lose a negotiation, so they get aggressive. Overcome either one by thinking about two scenarios.
What makes your boss relaxed, and what makes him or her uptight?
Once you know this, approach them in a way that makes them feel comfortable. Then highlight how your raise benefits both of you.
When your boss sees the double win, you'll make saying yes a lot easier. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So what do you value most? Well, you know, that's different from one person to another, but the reason why rarely varies. Here's the science of it. It's called the endowment effect, and simply stated, if you work for it, own it, well, we tend to value it more. You worked hard, paid off your mortgage, chances are there's a lot of personal value invested in your home. Or say you dated for a while before you married, worked to make the marriage strong, chances are you'll value your marriage even more. Take the opposite, say you give your children everything, they work for nothing, they have no reason to value the things that they didn't work for, including your love. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, things we work for, we tend to self-endow with value. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.